Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast. You can find more relationship insights at focusonthefamily.com/marriagepodcast.
This is John Fuller, along with my friends at Focus here, Greg and Aaron Smalley. And Greg, last time we were talking about a controlling spouse and what that can do in the relationship. And I wonder if you have any statistics or any sense of how prevalent it is that in a marriage, there's a spouse who's very controlling.
Yeah, I think sadly, about two-thirds of the couples would describe their relationship as, to some degree, feeling very dissatisfying. And that's sad. We know that there's about a 40% divorce rate, so a lot of those couples, over time, their hearts begin to close and eventually harden. And so they don't recover. But again, about a third would say, you know, I'm pretty satisfied within the relationship. But it's a big deal. And the good news is we can actually do something about it. Wherever your relationship is at today, we can do some things that would help over time to have that sort of relationship that you really long for.
Well, let's go ahead and hear about a couple that did not have a relationship that was life-giving or healthy for a long, long time. Dr. Ron Welch and his wife Jan had a lot of issues about control, and they shared more of their testimony with Jim Daly.
Yeah, I think many people are going to lean into this next question because it affects all of us as human beings. It's just part of being on this earth. You mentioned a choice that you outline is choosing to let go of old baggage. And Jan, I think this was especially difficult for you, even though we've heard Ron's letting go of some of that baggage. How has your past affected your marriage?
I think it impacted it a lot. As I said, being controlled was kind of normal for me. I didn't know something different and pleasing somebody.
So
and
you
that
were
was my...
pretty much always controlled by your own parents, right?
Yeah, my dad, pretty much.
Do you think that helped you make a decision to marry Ron because you saw that in him?
Yeah.
And it was comfortable?
I don't think I saw that in him.
Okay.
I didn't really realize it until after we were married, and then it was like, oh, I married my dad. But in a good way for many, because there's so many wonderful qualities about him. He's an amazing person. That was just a part that we needed to work on, and I really didn't do my part in holding him accountable, saying, no, I'm going to go and be with my friends. And
well, Jan, in fact, in the book, I think you position it as blaming yourself, which, can I say this so that women can hopefully release this? Women are so quick to look at their own selves.
Yes.
And sometimes that's good. But sometimes it can become unhealthy, and that's what you're describing.
It was very unhealthy.
If you're always blaming yourself, that's not the right spot.
No, that's not good. And baggage is what kind of weighs you down, and when you unpack it, it stays in the marriage, and you use that as a crutch. And so getting rid of that baggage and really looking at it, it helps so much.
When did you find the courage to say, hey, Ron, can I challenge that a little bit? Did you ever
have anniversary.
The first anniversary.
Yeah. I said, I feel like I'm in a golden cage because there's other good things, but I can't get out of the cage because you won't let me.
So that was the beginning of an 8-more-year journey.
Mm-hmm. I think a few more years.
Yeah. Mm.
Because my part in not really trusting in it, because at some point it always came back up again. You had to work through that.
Well, speak for a moment to those deep patterns that we learn as children and then how we, you know, manifest those as adults. This is, you know, almost compulsive behavior. It's hard to grab a hold of that. And when you have that thought to grab it captive, just like the word talks about, to take that captive so it doesn't come out of our mouth, as James talks about the power of the tongue. So what discipline have you applied, self-discipline, to change those things?
I had a student, I'm a professor up at Denver Seminary, I had a student ask me that exact question maybe a year or so ago. Because
what
they wanted
a bright
to know,
student he is.
Very good student, very good student. And part of the answer was, you can't start by trying to change your entire life. You can't just say, I'm going to be different tomorrow.
Wow, that's good.
We're all done. You have to start with a small choice and say, so what could I do today that would lead me to make a selfless choice or an unselfish choice as opposed to a selfish choice? So it might be something like, okay, you said you wanted to play softball. I'm talking to the guys out there. They assume they have a softball game, so they should just go play softball. But they don't ask their wife whether the wife would take care of the kids that night. They just assume, oh, it'll be fine. She wants to go out with the girls, and there's like some permission needed. That's a power issue. That's not okay.
Everybody right, where one say, needs permission, the other doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. It should be a matter of saying, so how can I serve you today? What would you like to do tonight so you could really get closer to God? If you want to go to Bible study, I'll take care of the kids. But more of the time, you look at people's schedules. I have the couples I work with. I'm a marriage therapist. I have the couples pull out their planners, and you'll see everybody in there. You'll see their job, their dog, some guy named Frank. I mean, everybody shows up in their schedules, but their own names don't show up in each other's schedule because they don't plan time. They don't think about the week and say, when are we going to be married this week? So one of the choices I try to make with Jan is to say, today, when are we going to be married today?
That is so good.
And it's great, you know, especially when you know that person is thinking about you and really cares about what you may want to do, which was such a change in our marriage because it was always, what did he want to do? If he wanted barbecue and I wanted Mexican, we would go get barbecue. And now
in
he's
the old
like,
days.
In the old days. And now he's like, where do you really want to go? And I'm like, I feel like I can say that. I mean, it's a simple thing, but it really impacts your life in other ways.
Well, I'm with you. Let's go get Mexican food.
Amen. Sounds good to me.
Oh, that's really good stuff from Ron and Jan Welch. And Aaron, I'd love to hear your perspective about this. So how does it feel when Greg gives you the freedom to do things in life, to get together with your friends?
Oh, goodness. It's wonderful. And I have a husband that is so supportive of me and my friendships and relationships because he knows that when I go and hang out with my good girlfriends, I come home and I have more to give. And I'm in a better place emotionally. You know, I just am happy. And even last night, I came home from seeing clients. And I said, hey, would you care if I went to my friend Carla's house? Because she has this hot tub that overlooks Pike's Peak. And I mean, it's just beautiful. And so a couple friends, we'd sit out in the hot tub and chat and solve the world's problems. And I came home later on, leaving the light on. And
that's a previous episode, by
yes,
the way.
I accidentally left the light on all night long, apparently.
And I couldn't sleep because of that.
It cost 4 cents. It was worth it.
Exactly.
Yes. But
the nickel.
But he is wonderful with encouraging me to be with my friends.
I want to ask a question, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but Greg is an introvert, and so he doesn't mind hanging out by himself.
Exactly.
Why are you giving me up like that? Just let it be that I'm very nice and gracious.
I'm so relating because as we speak, Dina is up in the mountains, and I'm holding down the home front, and that means dog care, which is not something I love. But I'm happy for her to do that because she, like you, comes back refreshed and energized. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I want her to go do that, right? I mean, even if I was lonely because she was gone, why wouldn't I want my spouse to get off? I mean, shouldn't we want our spouse to do things that bring life and energy and vitality?
Completely. I mean, in what I appreciate about Erin is that, like last night, she'll ask, like, hey, is it okay? Do you mind? Which I appreciate that. But also, the way I want to respond to her is, you don't need my permission to take good care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I know what spending time with her friends is going to do to her. When she does that, she comes home full. She has more to give. I benefit. Our youngest daughter, Annie, is still at home. Mm-hmm. We all benefit when Erin is doing that. And I appreciate that she recognizes the importance of spending time with friends. And so I get that it's courteous to ask if that's okay with me. But at the same time, I want Erin, and you get this, but mm-hmm. I want her to know that you're responsible for making sure that you're well cared for. That's not my job. I'll assist you in that. But I wish I had known that earlier in our marriage, just the importance of going, what is it that I can be doing? I've got to find these activities. I've got to find these things that fill me up, so I can turn right around and now have something more to give.
Yeah. Well, it is, as you know, Mental Health Month. That's kind of our theme here. And if you're struggling with some of what we've shared, if maybe you're thinking, that's great for you, Erin, but I can't get away. I can't even get out of the door without my husband going nutso. Give us a call. We have caring Christian counselors here. If you're hurting, we want to try to help. And so our number is 800-A-FAMILY. We'll take your name and number, and one of those counselors will get back to you for a free phone consultation. Again, 800, the letter A, and the word family. And then certainly the Welches tell their story and have a lot of great insights in the book 10 Choices Successful Couples Make. We'll send a copy of that book by Ron Welch to you for a gift of any amount today to this ministry. If you can, make it a monthly pledge, $10, $15. If you're not in a spot to do that, maybe you can make a one-time gift of $15, $20, $25. No matter what, we'll appreciate your amazing support, and you can have the confidence knowing you're contributing to a ministry committed to helping marriages thrive. Details about that book, our counseling services, and more are in the show notes. And next time, we'll be talking about lies in your marriage and how to defeat those. For now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron Smalley and the rest of our team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for tuning in to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.